Part 2.
So the first thing we are going to do is decide as a group how we want to proceed. We have three options. We can stay as one large group, we can break into smaller groups, or we can work in pairs. Any thoughts? Remember, everybody must be involved in the discussion, and everybody's opinion is to be respected. Yes, Jose, what do you think?
So I think we should stay as one big group. There are not so many of us, and it will be easy for everyone to be heard.
I'm afraid I disagree. It will be much better in smaller groups. That way, everyone gets much more talking time.
I agree with Tanya. Much better. With a big group, one or two people always dominate.
Yes, I agree too. We can be much more efficient if we work in small groups.
Well, I don't think my idea is that bad. I agree that in a big group, one or two people could dominate. But that is easy to fix. We use talking sticks.
What are talking sticks?
Each person has two sticks. This gives them the right to talk twice. Each time they say something, they must give up a stick. When they have no more sticks, they cannot talk. That way, everyone has the same chance.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. But we will need more than two sticks.
That was just an example. Of course, we need to decide how many sticks to use.
So, we need to find consensus about the number of sticks before we can even start a real discussion?
That's a good point. Yes, we need to decide on the process before we can move to a discussion. So nobody is interested in working in pairs? Good. Okay, so we're already narrowing down the options and moving towards consensus. Not everybody has spoken, so I would like to hear what the rest of us have to say. Sandrine?